It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne. Enough is enough. That's the chant of thousands of protesters who are marching today in the small Louisiana town of Gina. They've gathered to show their support for a group of black teenagers who've come to be known as the Gina Six. The teens were charged in the beating of a white classmate, and the case has become a rallying cry for civil rights activists who say that the initial charges against the teens showed racial bias. NPR's Audie Cornish is in Gina and joins us on the line. And Audie, where exactly are you and what can you see?
Right now I'm standing on the lawn of the LaSalle Parish Courthouse, which is the main courthouse here in Gina, Louisiana. And the streets, the entire city block around it, is packed with people. All wearing black T-shirts, and most of those shirts say "Free the Gina Six" or "Support the Gina Six."
Now, this is something of a saga that began rather simply. It began at an assembly at Gina High School last year when a black student asked the principal if he could sit under an oak tree where it was shady, but where white students had traditionally gathered. Tell us what followed.
Well, what followed was the next day after black students sat under that tree, there were three hangman's nooses dangling from one of the branches. And this sparked real tension and complaints from parents. The white students involved were given a small suspension instead of an expulsion, as the school principal had originally recommended. And that set off a semester's worth of little fights on and off campus, almost all racially charged. But to people here, it seemed that when white students were in a position to be charged, they were not. When black students get into an altercation, they're charged with what seems like a large penalty.
And then, Audie, it escalated from there pretty dramatically.
It did. There were lots of little racially charged little fights on and off campus. And then in December, one of these fights ended with a white student going to the hospital. That student is okay, but the six boys who were named as his assailants were charged with attempted murder.
And where does that case stand now?
Well, only one of the so-called Gina Six has actually stood trial. During trial, the local prosecutors ended up backing off of the attempted murder charge and bumping it down to battery. That is what Michael Bell, the student who stood trial, was convicted for. And then last week, a state appeals court overturned that conviction, saying that he should never have been tried as an adult. So now the local prosecutor can try and appeal this decision again. He can try his case again in juvenile court. And that still leaves the question of, what about the other battery charges that are still facing the other five students involved?
Although none of that, the reduction of some charges and a conviction overturned, doesn't seem to have affected today's protest.
No, not at all. I think that the protesters here have very much made it clear that this case is just one instance of something they believe happens all over America. And one quote I've seen on almost every T-shirt, the Dr. Martin Luther King quote, "Injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere." And that seems to be the motto of the demonstrators here, who are saying that what is happening in Gina, the fact that there's limelight on it, may be what's affecting the case, may be what led to the charges being used. They want to keep that spotlight on this case while also drawing attention to the issue at large of young black youth in the criminal system.
Audie, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Audie Cornish talking to us from Gina, Louisiana.